701 Seneca Street is one of those hulking tall brick buildings crunched against the sidewalk edge and almost blocking the sun. It's a solid structure with large windows bringing light inside. Red Ink has moved its team, too, into offices and workshops, with the old wooden floors ground to a polished new look. The company builds hardware and software for military helicopter maintenance, drastically speeding up repairs and putting the choppers back in the air much faster. Division lead Leo Kilgore is a longtime Marine helicopter pilot and commander. During a tour yesterday, Kilgore talked of how much difference Red Ink's equipment makes.
This particular operation, for not using our equipment, takes about 2 hours to over 40. We're getting it done in about 30 minutes. One of the other applications you're about to see takes about 10 hours to get done using the old way. We get it done in 23 minutes.
Red Ink has agreed to hire up to 40 people in the office, up from the current 17, which was 3 2 years ago, and wide ads for more hires are out there. As Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul pointed out, the average worker makes $75,000 a year, and the company came here to hire from the pool of engineering graduates at UB and has done that. Kilgore says Red Ink's tech will work for civilian applications, and the company is aggressively marketing that and will need more engineers if it works out. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.